Good day, everyone. This is Engaging Life's Moments Presents, Cyber Trafficking and the Super Bowl. This is your host, Erica Martin, and in today's podcast, we're going to have a candid conversation on how the internet, yes, the internet, has affected the growing human trafficking environment in today's ever-growing technological age. We will be discussing why large events like the Super Bowl is getting attention from local anti-trafficking nonprofit organizations, and how the U.S. federal government is now depending heavily on those nonprofits to help combat human trafficking. If you are a parent listening, I suggest that you pay careful attention because this could possibly affect you mostly. And with Super Bowl 53 having been played on February 3rd, and recently the owner of the Super Bowl champions, New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft, being formally charged for allegedly soliciting prostitution, we have so much that we need to cover today. So with that said, buckle your seatbelts and let's get going. Okay, I think it's quite clear that the way in which we communicate has all gone the route of the internet. I mean, shucks, even our televisions have access to the internet. That's never happened before in the last 20 years, and it's just recently happened within the last 10 years. So recently receiving my bachelor's in communication meant that I had to learn pretty much all the ways in which the world now communicates. So the mediums in which we communicate are no longer just through newspapers, radio, television, or even just a simple desktop computer. And businesses around the world know that in order to stay relevant and connected and to be in touch with the masses, like having your content, having your business online, like that, the more direct social media platforms is a must. And a good chunk of our communication has been reduced to quick and easy access through our mobile devices. I mean, how many of you all have at least two devices? You have an iPhone, or you have an Android phone, or you have an iPad, or you have some sort of tablet that you carry around with you all the time. I mean, even our watches are smart and have access to the internet. And according to a 2016 report by Hitwise, that nearly 60% of online searches in the U.S. Are from mobile devices. And with me having an opportunity to live in now my third country here in China, I can tell you that it's probably around the same across the board, especially in many developed countries. So traffickers, they're always up to date in technology, and they're oftentimes one step ahead of law enforcement with being able to cover their tracks. I mean, just 20 years ago, chat rooms were being inundated with Johns, right? They're scouring the internet, finding a victim. I mean, just look at now classified advertising websites like Craigslist. Like, they're having to find themselves tightening the reins on their adult service ads to become quote-unquote socially responsible. You may have heard Backpage, which is actually like second to Craigslist, was actually seized by the U.S. federal government last year in 2018. Due to its blatant acts of sexual exploitation through its adult service ads. That was super crazy. You can Google that if you want to get more information, but the whole thing was insane. I was actually watching it as it was happening and unfolding. So I've said in previous podcasts that within the last 10 years, those enslaved in human trafficking has gone from being around 27 million people to over 40 million people. I don't know about you, but that's a pretty significant jump. That's the efforts that have happened in that time frame. You would have thought that would be less, but the fact that it's gone from 27 to 40 million, that's pretty crazy. Now, social media platforms like Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat, I'm sure many of you have at least, or even Twitter, like, they have amassed millions, if not billions, of followers and subscribers around the world. And if you are not familiar with how traffickers gain access to their victims, it's always within the largest form of direct communication. I mean, traffickers, they're using social media to target their victims. And for you parents out there, it's not to scare you. It's to inform you that while your two-year-old is already more technologically advanced than we were at two, traffickers are already familiar with these platforms. So places like Snapchat, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and even something as simple as Fortnite, because, you know, that's connected to the internet, or even World of Warcraft, like those areas, drones know how to get into those and to use those to effectively try and gain access to whomever they want. So, what is cyber trafficking? Cyber trafficking refers to the use of cyberspace or the internet for the recruitment of victims, advertisement of victims, advertisement of victim services, or even victims' organs, and for attracting clients. So when it comes to cyber trafficking, it all starts with some level of vulnerability. I mean, just like, you know, over 20 years ago when chat rooms were a thing, I mean, those are oftentimes intimate settings. You're on your computer, someone's talking to you, someone is interested in you, and you begin to have a conversation with a person that you don't know, but the conversation on the other side doesn't seem harmful. It seems very friendly. There's nothing wrong with it, as it seems. It's often a time, especially with social media now, it's often as simple as something that appears to be legit, like false advertisement for work. And I'm sure with our phones, like, we're always seeing advertisements all the time. And some are legit, most are legit. But, you know, sometimes, especially if we're traveling and we need work, and hey, there are opportunities, and if you seem desperate enough, then that's what you want. And it could also be as something that could seem too good to be true, like a modeling gig in another city. You know, hey, I want to be a model, or this opportunity has happened here, so I'm going to fly, and someone has offered to fly me to this city, and that's where I'm going to go. See, there's a level of grooming that happens, a level of grooming that takes place that can cause a person to fall victim to these tactics. I mean, I don't know about you, but I know that I'm tethered to my device. I have multiple devices. But you can imagine children as young as two getting access to these devices. And they don't oftentimes know what they're clicking on. They're having a good time, they're playing the games, but, you know, some of them may not be able to read at a certain age, but after five or six, you see something that you like and you click on it. Then why not? And it just goes to show that if there is a demand for it, then there's money attached to it. And as you know, that the industry, the human trafficking, sex trafficking, labor trafficking, it's over several billion dollar industry. So if there is a demand for it, that means that there are traffickers working just as hard to ensure that they can ensnare anyone that they deem vulnerable or anyone that they deem that they can groom as easily. They dig deep into their tactics to get what they want. This is what we're living in. Now, there's a story that I want you to hear about a young woman who, at the age of 18, was caught up in a trafficking scheme. Okay, before we continue, I really need your help. If you are a listener of my podcast, Engage in Life Moments Presents, and you are an avid listener, or you've listened once, or you listened twice, however many times you've listened, I need your help. If you can please go to my website at engaginglifesmoments.com and click on the survey. I have a survey that I've posted about several questions that you can answer if you like my podcast, if you have any suggestions. Please go to my website, engaginglifesmoments.com. If you're on your mobile device, you can actually just scroll down past the other element of the blogs. And if you can fill out that survey, that will do me a huge favor to know like what I can do better, what I can do more, and what you want to hear more from me on my side. So again, go to engaginglifesmoments.com, fill out the survey. If you even listen on Apple Podcasts, please rate my podcast. I don't have any ratings on Apple Podcasts. So if you can rate me on Apple Podcasts, that would be great. But if you can fill out my survey, that would be even better. Okay, here we go. Let's go back and dive into our story. So a few days before Super Bowl 53, USA Today had published an article. It was written by Nicole Terry Ellis. And it was actually called Sex Trafficking at Super Bowl 53 in Atlanta. Advocates, players fight against exploitation. And there was a story about a young woman that is all too familiar. Sarah Thompson, at the age of 18, met a man on Instagram. And this John began to flaunt a flashy lifestyle of cars, jewelry, etc. Sarah was even flown to Houston by this man, and within one day of the meeting, conversations, drugs, and sex became an instant thing. And that's when Sierra's life took a radical turn. Within day two, the man had even lured her into dancing at a strip club for money before she finally escaped her pimp. Sierra spent 3 years being sold for sex in cities around the country, including a stint at the 2016 NFL Pro Bowl in Honolulu. Sierra, she's now a survivor and now an abolitionist, and she's working with victim advocates, law enforcement officers, former NFL players, and others to help break up the sex trafficking they say the events attract. Human trafficking happens every single day, especially in large metropolitan cities. However, events like the Super Bowl, NBA All-Star Weekend, we can see an uptick in activity. Now, in 2017, Super Bowl 51, I had the opportunity of interviewing Sam Hernandez, the mobilization director of Elijah Rising in Houston. Elijah Rising is a nonprofit organization focused on ending sex trafficking in Houston. And I asked Sam, like, what the process was when the city of Houston was given the notice that the Super Bowl was coming to town. And she told me that mobilization of volunteer teams and working with local law enforcement began within a year out. The volunteer teams would go out to local businesses like spas and strip clubs to try and talk and rescue women and girls. Law enforcement agencies would set up sting operations to try and arrest Johns caught up in the trafficking of women and girls. Sam also told me that the volunteer teams and the law enforcement operations were very successful. And so this could be said about this past Super Bowl, in which the Atlanta field office of the Federal Bureau of Investigation announced results of human trafficking operations for Super Bowl 53. The FBI announced the results of an 11-day effort by the Violent Crimes Against Children, Human Trafficking Programs, and Metro Atlanta Child Exploitation, or MATCH, Task Force. It was collaborated with over 25 local, state, and federal law enforcement agencies and district attorney's office, along with 7 non-governmental organizations. The results were amazing, especially for an 11-day sting. There were 169 arrests, including 26 traffickers and 34 individuals attempting to engage in sex acts with minors, and 9 juvenile sex trafficking victims recovered. In that group, the youngest was 14. The efforts by the FBI goes to show the increased emphasis that the federal government is putting into eradicating the demand for sex and labor trafficking in the United States. And just in 2018, last December, the U.S. Congress passed a reauthorization of the nation's cornerstone human trafficking legislation called the Trafficking Victims Protection Act. And the TVPA, as it's known, provides the legal foundation for the U.S. government to combat and prosecute human trafficking crimes, and it sets additional policy and provides essential resources to help prevent and respond to victimization. Okay, so before Super Bowl 53, there were several active NFL players decided to lend their voices and status for a campaign called It's a Penalty. It's a global campaign created in 2014 by A21, centered on bringing professional athletes together before huge and global sporting events to bring awareness to eradicating human trafficking across the globe. So here is a quick snippet of the 2019 It's a Penalty campaign. And there are some spots that are muted because you can't hear because it's on a video. And I will give that information after this snippet.
Sport brings people together. We stand with It's a Penalty against the exploitation and trafficking of vulnerable people. These crimes are illegal.
Offenders will face prosecution in the United States
or in their home country. If you see any signs of exploitation,
dial this number.
Your call could save lives.
These crimes will not be tolerated. It's a Penalty.
Okay, the information that you don't hear on that video, there's that spot to where it's, you know, silent. It's a phone number. It's a dial 1-888-373-7888 or text BEFREE, BEFREE2, 233-733 in the United States to report a crime. And if you are outside of the United States, you can actually report using this address. It's a penalty.org/make-a-report, or you can call your local police. And if you wanted to actually visit the website of It's a Penalty, you can just go to www.itsapenalty.org, or You can visit their Facebook page at facebook.com/itsapenaltycampaign. And you can follow them on Twitter at @ITS_apenalty. Okay? Now, the amazing thing about this campaign is that, like, this isn't the only campaign that's happening. And within this campaign here, I mean, you had everyone from Aaron Rodgers to Andy Dalton to Nick Foles. You had a lot of different celebrities, or sports celebrities, I should say, Roddy White, who are in this video that you may even recognize some of their voices. But in addition to that, what makes this even cool is that you have kind of an increase of awareness by celebrities who are willing to raise their voices in solidarity with many anti-slavery organizations in the U.S. and across the world. And this was actually seen on a greater scale on February 7th. Now, the nonprofit Indict Movement, if you haven't seen that, follow them. They're an amazing organization. They, for the last several years, have been doing a global campaign called Shine a Light on Slavery. It happens every February 7th. And in this campaign, you have, especially this year, is even bigger. You had people, lawmakers, celebrities, sports figures who were marking a red X on their hand and posting a photo of themselves with the red X on their social media platforms. And it was an amazing display of people from all over the world, especially high statuses, who are willing to put that red X on their hand to show that they are willing and wanting to help end the demand for human trafficking. So you can follow those people that I've mentioned in the story, because I follow them on Instagram and Twitter, and they are just incredible to kind of see their work. Okay, that's it for me today. Next time, we're going to go a little deeper in terms of the dark web and what that looks like. And we're also going to talk about ways that for parents and what you can do to help protect your children from not being caught up in a situation like Sarah Thompson. I'm going to give you more information in which I found an amazing website, and I'm grateful that I found it, but I want you to stay tuned for next time, because we're going to talk about like ways to help you as a parent, and if you want to, just as a general person yourself, on how you can help kids, children, stay away from being trapped into being caught in possible trafficking situations, especially using their device. Okay, that is it for me today. If you are not following me on social media, please follow me on Instagram. I do a lot of stuff on Instagram, and if you can follow me, you can actually get more information on what I do, especially in regards to these podcasts. So follow me at elifesmoments on Instagram. And if you like daily quotes, I actually do have a site on Instagram called elifesmomentsquotes if you like daily inspiration. Okay, and also please be sure to go to my website at engaginglifesmoments.com and please fill out that survey. That will help me out so much. Okay, thank you so much for your support, and I will talk to you later. Bye-bye.